This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
There are many complex reasons why people sometimes get weary and ill at ease. Sometimes we can point out the root cause straight away. Sometimes there seems to be absolutely no reason to it at all. Weariness can be the result of physical frailty, a complex lifestyle, emotional breakdown, and sometimes our own wrongdoing or guilt. Gentle advice and words of comfort don't always help, but in our Bible reading later on, we'll hear what one simple promise can do. I'm singing the first hymn today, inspired by Psalm 62, 1-8, and it's called My Soul Finds Its Rest in God Alone.
My soul finds its rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock, and He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken.
I know a very frail lady in her 90s who will sometimes say to people when they inquire after her health, "I'm not feeling so good this week. It's that monkey on my shoulder again." I think what she means is that a whole host of negative thoughts have built up in her mind and have left her feeling exhausted and anxious. Replaying such thoughts over and over like this can cause a person to sink deeper and deeper into a quagmire. One of the ways in which we can counter this is to try, perhaps do what my grandmother used to do. She would count all the many ways in which God had blessed her. Even now I remember her singing the words to the hymn, Count Your Blessings. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking, all is lost. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Here is Count Your Blessings, written by Johnson Oatman and sung here by Guy Penrod.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be disheartened, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Weariness comes to us all at some point in our lives, especially when we're physically ill and feeling low. We make all sorts of excuses, don't we, not to visit the doctor, when a visit can very well be the solution to our problems. I don't like to bother them with something trivial, I heard someone say, and I don't want to take up their time. Today, a doctor can refer a person for professional help or counselling to relieve stress and tension. Techniques can be taught to help people cope, such as light meditation exercises and breathing techniques. So you won't be bothering the doctor at all. Some Christians prefer to meditate on stories about Jesus by putting themselves into the picture. In their imaginations, they see Jesus react to them and they listen to what he has to say. They use stories such as the stilling of the storm or the breakfast by Galilee or the woman at the well and so on. This helps to still the soul.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. Change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful.
still my soul. Thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious will be bright at last.
That was Amy Grant singing Be Still My Soul. Those who are heavily burdened can also be helped by their simple acceptance that there are some things in life we simply cannot change and never will. Let's hear a prayer written by the American theologian Reinhard Niebuhr, and it's called the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Sometimes weariness sets in when we feel burdened by guilt and regret. Some people find that when we unpack these burdens and confess them, either to God directly, or through a priest or pastor, or to an understanding friend, they find their burden strangely lifted. A top psychiatrist once claimed that he could discharge 3/4 of his patients if only they could accept that they were forgiven. The weary can also find healing when someone comes alongside and simply listens and understands, because a worry shared is a worry halved, so they say, which is what this next song is all about. The singer tells a friend that they will always be there for them and be a bridge to them over their troubled waters. Or why not imagine God saying these words directly to you today? Let's listen to Simon and Garfunkel.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Comes and
What do the scriptures say about being burdened and being weary? In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 4, St. Paul said this to those going through trials. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us all in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So what Paul is saying is what we learn as we go through stressful experiences and hardships may actually be of help to others with similar ailments that we can help in the future. You know, we all have our troubles. We're all cracked pots in some way. But if we will allow God to use us in that brokenness, he will use us for his good purposes. Nothing in his eternal plan goes to waste. Let's listen to a story from China. An elderly Chinese woman had two large pots, each hung on the ends of a pole which she carried across her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walks from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the woman bringing home only 1.5 pots of water. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, but the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it could only do half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be bitter failure, it spoke to the woman one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your house." The old woman smiled. "Did you not notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw. So I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back, you water them. For 2 years I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace this house." Here's a wonderful hymn all about being at perfect peace because we trust in God. It's called "Thou Dost Keep Him in Perfect Peace" by Robert Studley and sung by the choir of St. Michael the Belfry.
Thank you.
Let's hear what Jesus has to say in our gospel reading today. Does he have an answer? He does, actually, because he claims to be the answer to our problems. Here is Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The religious leaders of the day must have been appalled to hear Jesus suggesting that he was the answer to people's problems. They'd begun to be very suspicious of him. They'd been following him around, observing all that he said and did. These same leaders put heavy burdens on people's backs by insisting that endless petty rules must be kept. So was Jesus wrong to make such a claim to people so obviously burdened by so many endless rules, all based upon the Ten Commandments given to Moses? The Gospel writers tell us Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So if this is true, he had every right to say what he did. He had every right to confront the authorities. But what did Jesus then mean by inviting people to take his yoke upon themselves? What was all that about? William Barclay, theologian, tells us that in those days, a yoke which was placed on the back of a working ox was carefully carved to the animal's shoulders for ease and efficiency. It was made to measure. I suppose you could call it a bespoke yoke. So too, the yoke that Jesus places upon us, it's fitted exactly to our own unique character, identity, and gifts. Jesus' yoke was far more simple and more easy to bear. To simply love God and love your neighbour, and if people did this, they would be keeping all the laws. With such a yoke as this placed on our shoulders, and with Jesus guiding the reins, our calling in life, whatever it may be, can become a labour of love and real joy. Jesus promises our weariness will be dealt with if we simply trust in him. So here's my final choice of music this morning. It's not a hymn, it's a Carole King song sung here by James Taylor. You've Got a Friend. I hope you've enjoyed our programme. Bye for now.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah.